Well, boys and girls, welcome to the Sunday School this morning, and so good to see you all here. And I hope that if there's any others that aren't sitting up front of the boys and girls, that they'll come up here, because I like to think that I'm just talking to the first or second row. That helps me a little. So anyway, the first thing we want to do is sing a little bit, and I thought maybe we don't have too much time, which is good. But maybe we could sing four songs, I thought. Maybe two from the boys, two from the girls. How would that be? Fair enough? So how about one of the girls? Give us a song off the hymn sheet to start with this morning. Does everybody have a hymn sheet? Okay. How about one of the girls? You got a song for us this morning? Or are we going to have to give them all to the boys? Well, how about one of the boys to start with? Okay. Number 16. What's your name? Lucas, right. Okay, Lucas. Lucas likes number 16. This is a good gospel hymn. Number 16. Whosoever heareth.
Whosoever heareth shout, shout the sound. Send the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever it is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will. Send the proclamation over hill and hill. Tis a loving Father.
Whosoever. Lucas?
Anyone.
Anyone, right. And that means the youngest boy or girl here, or the oldest one here, is invited to come to the Lord Jesus today, right now. Isn't it wonderful that the gospel message is to whosoever will? God wants, He will have all men to be saved. He'd like everyone to be saved if they would. Okay, let's have another song. How about, is there a girl that has one? Okay. Lydia?
Seven.
Okay. Number seven. Oh, this is a good one.
God loved the world of sinners lost and ruined by
each one here can say that the Lord Jesus, He's mine, and that the love of God is shown to me. And it says here, it brought my Savior from above to die on Calvary. Yeah, the Lord Jesus, He came an infinitely long way from heaven down into this world, and He went lower and lower and lower, right down to the death of the cross. For you, boys and girls, and for me. Okay, now, let's have another boy. Okay, how about Michael here?
41.
Okay, 41. We're on the back page now. Good. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing.
Children whose sins are all forgiven will heavenly anthems bring, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. In shining robes of sunless white, each one will be arrayed, dwelling in everlasting light and joys that never fade, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. What brings them to
heaven is going to be full. And among the number there are going to be many, many boys and girls. There are going to be many little folks there, we believe. And it's wonderful to think that the Lord Jesus died for little ones too. But we hope that it's true of each one here. If there's any boy or girl here who hasn't put their trust in the Lord Jesus, if you haven't done so yet, boys and girls, now is the time to do it. Okay? All right, how about one more? We'll sing one more song. I think it's a girl's turn. You have one you like? The Wise Man, okay. Fine. Let's sing The Wise Man. I don't know if it's on here or not, but it's not necessary. I think we all know that. So let's sing The Wise Man.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rain came tumbling down. The rain came down, and the floods came up. The rain came down, and the floods came up. The rain came down, and the floods came up, and the house on the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand.
Safe when the judgment comes.
You
tell you, when this matter came up yesterday about the Sunday school, I didn't know what to say, and I didn't know what to talk about. But something happened on Friday, the day we came over here, that I think I'll tell you about in a little bit. And it was interesting, and it brought these thoughts to my mind. But before we do that, I'm going to read a verse that maybe we could introduce this text at this point. And it's in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, a familiar verse to probably most, if not all. And it says this, Luke 19:10. If you have your Bible, you can look. Otherwise, just listen here. It says, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So I want to talk a little bit, boys and girls, about being lost. And what is the opposite of lost? Who can tell us? You know what I mean by that? Okay. Found, right? That's one. That's a good answer. That's right. What were you going to say, Andrew? Yeah, found. Lost and found, right. And so, you know, I bought a little paper last night. It's an area paper, and I got out the classified ads, and I was going to, for the fun of it, look up the lost and found section to see what things people might lose and what things people might find. Have you, boys and girls, have you ever lost anything? Raise your hand if you lost something before. Okay. What have you lost? Okay. Like, well, name something you lost. Who can think of something they lost? Okay. Remember? Okay, you think about that for a little bit. Okay.
A watch.
A watch. Ooh, yeah. That's not fun to lose something, is it? You lost a watch. Okay. Anybody else? Okay, Clayton? A pencil. Okay, yeah. Probably a lot of pencils have been lost. I imagine so. What did you lose in? A car. A little car? That's good. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's not good, I mean, but better than a big car. So, okay, that's very good. Yeah, some things that have been lost, right? Pencil card. Well, I'll read you what this paper said. There's the lost and found section is right here on this page here, and there's four losts and two founds. I'll read you what it says. Okay, here's the four losts. Lost, female cockatiel. Does anybody know what that is? You know what a cockatiel is? That's a bird of some kind, I think. Female cockatiel. Somebody lost their bird. They're concerned about that bird. And so they put an ad in the paper hoping somebody will find that bird. Okay, here's something else lost. Man's wallet. Somebody lost their wallet. And they probably had some credit cards and some money in there. And they're concerned about their wallet, of course. Okay, what else is lost here? Okay, now, most of these are, okay, lost. 4-month-old neutered male pit bull, brindle and white. Okay, somebody lost their dog. Okay, now, let's see, there's one more lost. Reach Letterman jacket, whatever that is, some kind of a jacket. Somebody lost their jacket. That must have meant something to them quite a bit. Okay, now, there's two founds here. Male beagle. We know what that is, don't we? You know what a beagle is? Kind of a dog, right, Micah? Yeah. And one more here. Small calico cat. Somebody lost their cat. So they put an ad in the paper and they hope somebody's... Oh, no, I'm sorry, that was a found one. Somebody found a calico cat. So hopefully a person who lost the cat, if they did, will respond to that and say, oh, that's my pet. I want to go find that. Now, I want to tell you a little story here. We don't have much time, but this first story I want to tell you is about
a man who lived down here in Lawrenceville for some time. I don't know how long he lived here. His name was Mr. Smith, Eric Smith, and he's known to many here. They'll remember Mr. Eric Smith. And a good many years of his life he spent down in South America serving the Lord there. But he used to live up where we lived in Oak Park years ago. And in the summertime, our family sometimes would take a vacation trip and we would go up to Ontario and we'd go on a little fishing trip up there and we would have a little cabin and rent a boat and we'd go out and we'd do a little fishing. And we had a lot of fun up there, our family. And a couple of times, Mr. and Mrs., we called him Uncle Eric, but we'll say Mr. Smith, he and his wife, Fran, went along with us on the trips. So this one time we were staying at a lake up there, and this was when he was way up in his 80s. He was way up there. He wanted to go on fishing with us on this trip. Sure did. And so we had fishing, I think, there were one for me and one for Mr. Smith, and Dad usually operated the motor. So that's the way we did it. So anyway, went out for several miles on the lake, and it's remote territory, and you know, there's not a lot there. There's woods and lakes, and a lot of times you don't even see anybody hardly. And we were out there fishing. We were casting with our fishing rods. And Mr. Smith was going to try his hand. I'm sure you won't mind me telling this. He's with the Lord now. But we were out casting for fish, where you hold your rod and then that with your line, it goes out with a lure on it, and then you reel it in. How many here have been fishing? You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, poor Eric, he went to cast his line out in the water, and not just the line went out, but he let go of the thing, and it went, the whole thing, the rod, the reel, the line, the lure, everything, it went flying out into the lake, and it was deep, and we all groaned, and nobody felt worse than Uncle Eric did. He felt really bad, because we only had these three rods, and we figured, well, never going to see that. That's lost. That fishing rod's lost, for sure. But anyway, we continued to fish around that area a bit. And it wasn't just a few minutes later, and I wind in my reel here, and hooked on my hook is another hook. I mean, one of those spoon-like things. And it looks like it's the same one that was on Mr. Smith. Can this be? And so then it was hooked to the line. It was hooked to a line. So then we started pulling in the line like this. We wonder what was going to happen. It was coming in like this, the line. And then toward the end, it got kind of tight. And we're looking over the edge like this at a boat, and we're pulling in. And what do you think come up? Not a fish. What was it? The fishing pole came up. And our eyes about popped out, but not Mr. Smith. He didn't seem to be that fazed. He said, you know what he said? A direct answer to prayer. That's what he said. Yeah. He prayed about it to the Lord, as he felt bad about that, losing that fishing rod. He really did. Then we got it back. And that was a lesson, you know, because we didn't pray about that. At least I know I didn't. But he did. And that was back in the boat in short order. We were really happy. Now, I want to tell you what happened on Friday. We were getting ready to go, my wife was, and she took the two little ones, Heidi and Maddie, downtown for some last-minute shopping before we came on this trip. And as often happens, the little dog, Cammy, jumps into the van too when they're ready to leave, and no problem, she can come along, no big deal. But when she got down to go to the store in town, she opens the door and Cammy goes bolting out the door. So, you remember that, Maddie. He bolts out the door and, oh no. And so my wife, Deanna, called, "Cammy, come back." Cammy took one look and phew, just right off down the road. Oh, and we're trying to get going and everything. And so for the next, I don't know, I guess like 45 minutes, she's driving around up this street, down the next street, up the alley, around by the post office, and back down the street, up another block and around, stopping to ask people if they saw this little brown dog running around. Nobody's seen the dog. And things are getting more desperate than the two little folks in the back are wailing and shedding tears and over Cammy. And it looks like this is it. I mean, we didn't have time. My wife didn't know what we were going to do. So she says, okay, we're going to make one last turn and we're going home. We just can't spend any more time in this. We have to trust that somebody will find her and give us a call. Well, anyway, she's going around the block one more time. She comes down by the library, the public library, a small library there. And walking out the library is a lady with her little boy. And she's got this bundle in her arms. My wife thought it was books. It wasn't books at all. She went out to the car, this lady, and Deanna's going by and said, "She's got a little dog in her arms, a little brown dog." And sure enough, that was Cammy. He had Cammy. Oh, talk about relief. Talk about relief. Oh, everybody was so happy because Cammy is back. And, you know, the lady said she found Cammy walking. She came out of the post office. Cammy was walking down the street, down the road there, just, you know, going along there as if nothing. And this lady said to her little boy or whatever, she said, "You know, that little dog, that dog is going to get killed. He's going to get run over. He don't belong out here." And, you know, she cared enough about that little dog that she went over to it, and Cammy just kind of stood there and didn't say anything, but allowed this lady to pick her up. And the lady took her to the library to make a phone call to see if she could reach the phone number that was on Cammy's collar, which is on there. And nobody was home. So, and we are so thankful, though, kids were, to have Cammy back. And I wanted to show you something here. And Cammy came back. Okay? Now, what we're leading up to, boys and girls, is I wanted to look at some lost things in the Word of God, in the Bible. And I was thinking of Luke chapter 15, where we have a parable, and there's three parts to this parable, and it's about some lost things. It talks about a lost sheep, it talks about a lost coin, and it talks about a lost boy. And you know, boys and girls, what we want to learn this morning, if we don't already know it, is that you and I, by nature, as born into this world, as sons and daughters of our first parents, Adam and Eve, we have a sinful nature, and we are lost. The scripture says that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We've all gone our own way, boys and girls, and we're lost. A person that's lost, they don't know where they're going. And you know, a person that's lost, they're on their way to a lost eternity. They're still in their sins. A lost person, even a little child, is born in sin. And you know, boys and girls, for those of us who are a little older, we're not only sinners by nature, but we've done sinful things to practice. And you know, boys and girls, God is not going to have any sin in heaven. There's not going to be one sin in heaven. And so our verse today said that, in Luke chapter 19, The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And you know, boys and girls, God, the Lord Jesus, is seeking boys and girls this morning. He's seeking you this morning, boys and girls. And He is inviting you to come to Him and have your sins washed away in His precious blood, that you can be brought back to God and that you can have an eternity with the Lord Jesus in heaven and not ever have to be punished for your sins, because the Lord Jesus bore the punishment on the cross of Calvary. Now, this little story in Luke 15, this parable, the first part is about the lost sheep. And one sheep, it says, went astray. And, you know, that shepherd, he cared about that sheep. He cared about that sheep. And he really felt for that sheep, and he was not going to let that sheep just go off on its own. He was going to seek that sheep, and it says he sought it until he found it. And when he found it, he brought it home on his shoulders, and he was rejoicing. Just like there was rejoicing when Tammy came home. And you know, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus is seeking for you today. He wants you to come to Him. He wants you, boys and girls, to put your trust in Him. And He wants to take you home to heaven when you leave this world, as well as be your companion and your guide in this world while we're left here. You know, we don't believe that we're going to be in this world very long. Our days are numbered, you know, boys and girls, each one of us. Some longer, some shorter. And we believe that the Lord Jesus is coming soon. And boys and girls, we want to be sure that we're ready when the Lord Jesus comes. You want to be sure that you're going to go to be with the Lord Jesus when He comes. And so the Lord Jesus, He came to seek and to save the lost, and He wants to save you today if you're not saved. And the way to be saved is to put your trust in the Lord Jesus. As that familiar verse says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. Now, the next part of this little parable here was about a lady who lost a piece of money. She had 10 pieces and she lost one. And you know, each of these pictures, the lost sheep, are like boys and girls, like men and women, sinners that have gone astray. And then this coin that was lost, it fell down on the floor, probably went underneath. Maybe went underneath dust or underneath a cabinet or who knows where it went. And she's out there with this light trying to find, sweeping around, trying to find that coin. And then she found it. And we believe that's a little picture of what God is doing by His Spirit in this world, seeking lost sinners to come to to retrieve them and to bring them back to God. You know, that coin couldn't do anything. Just like that sheep, he couldn't get back, but that coin was a dead thing. The coin didn't have any strength, couldn't do anything. And boys and girls, you and I cannot get to heaven by ourselves either. We have no strength in ourselves. We could never. In fact, the Scripture says in one place that we're dead in trespasses and sins. We're dead. And so, we need the Lord Jesus as the one who came to give life. He came to give life. And then, our time is gone here, but the last part of that chapter there talks about the lost. God has only blessing in store. So we have the lost coin, and then we have the lost son, the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. And there's one more verse I'll refer to, and that's in Matthew, maybe some more than one place. You know, boys and girls, we can lose things in this world, material things. People may lose their health, they may lose their possession, they may lose their house, they may even lose their life, their physical life. You might die. But you know, boys and girls, there's one thing. If we lose this one thing, boys and girls, there will never, you'll never be found again. That's one who loses their soul. What shall it profit a man? What shall it profit one if he gain the whole world, if he had the whole world at his disposal, but he lost his own soul. Boys and girls, a soul that goes into eternity lost, if they leave this world lost and still in their sins, if they haven't come to the Lord Jesus and put their trust in him and have their sins washed away, they will never, never, never be found again. They'll never be found. There will be no seeking. There will be no seeking in eternity. It's too late. Boys and girls, now is the time to be saved. The Lord Jesus is seeking for you. And it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. It's been said a seeking Savior and a seeking sinner will always meet. But you know, boys and girls, someone else that's seeking, that says Satan as a roaring lion seeks who he may devour. Boys and girls, we hope and trust and pray that if there's anyone here who hasn't put their trust in the Lord Jesus and asked him to be their Savior and to wash their sins away, that even this very morning you might do that. That you would say, Lord Jesus, I believe that I'm a sinner and I want you to wash my sins away. And put your trust in the Lord Jesus and you'll be found. The Lord Jesus is seeking you, boys and girls. He wants you to be found. And you can make him very happy. In fact, he'll be happier than you were. Just like Cammy, I don't know if she was particularly all that enthused to be back. I guess she was, but I know that those in the van were sure glad to see her back. They were really happy. And so will God. There's joy, it says, in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Come to the Lord Jesus, boys and girls. Come to him today. Let's just pray. Thank you.
Oh,
door.